It's the Fantastic Four's movie. It's not the Silver Surfer movie. There's not a lot of people that are going to be like, Silver Surfer is my favorite character of all time. Mm. See, not a lot. There's some.
Yeah.
Most of them are lying.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Welcome to a very special edition of Comic Book Cinema. Today I'm joined in person by Mr. Dan, the man, and Tim Collins.
Recently it was announced that we are going to have a Silver Surfer in the new Fantastic Four film. It's not going to be Rad. It's going to be Shala Ball, as played by Ruth Langmore.
See a pair of balls on either of them?
I forget the actress's name.
I know Langmore because I watched Ozark.
Yeah,
Ozark.
I love that.
That's Ozark was... It was great.
Great show.
It was awesome.
And she is a 3-time Emmy-nominated actress.
Yes.
Right? But the MCU and Disney has still decided to go, we don't know if Rad or the Silver Surfer that we all know and love is going to be in this film or not, because Shala Ball was the love interest. And we can't say that they gender swapped this character because Shala Ball has been around since 1968 in the comics. If they're just going to go with just Shala Ball, the Shala Ball version of the Silver Surfer, and not give us the Rad, I will be disappointed. I think that this is another clear attempt by Disney Marvel to be as diverse as they possibly can. There's always the caveat, unless they do introduce the Silver Surfer. Once again, like I said, you have a 3-time Emmy-nominated actress in Ruth Langmore. I forget her actual name. She's a great actress. I mean, at least in that one show. I haven't really seen her in anything else, but she conveys emotion and everything else in that show really well. I mean, she's a really good actress.
She's great in that show.
What are your guys' thoughts on the Shala Ball arriving in the first Fantastic Four film?
I haven't been around since 1968, but I have read comics since about 1988 or 87.
Okay.
I've been around since 1979. Until I saw this casting news, I didn't know who Shala Ball was.
Neither did I.
I had never heard of Shala Ball. I didn't know there was a female version of the Silver Surfer. I will be honest and tell you I'm a huge comic book nerd. This is my office, so I think you can... And I love Marvel Comics, but I never read the Silver Surfer title. Almost 100% of my Silver Surfer exposure isn't even from reading the original 60s Fantastic Fours. Or it's from mega crossover events because he's one of the most powerful characters in the Marvel Comics universe. And he was always present for Infinity Gauntlet, Infinity War, Secret Wars, etc. Because you had to have him there because it's a cosmic level event. He's a cosmic level character. So backstory comes from reading the card series when I was younger, reading those crossover events. So I'm not deep into Silver Surfer lore. But I gotta think, until recent times, maybe, I stopped reading probably in the early 2000s. I stopped buying about 30 or 40 comics a week because budget-wise, time and money, it just didn't make sense when you had small children. But unless she must have probably made a resurgence after I stopped and was in some storylines or
she,
something.
Though?
I don't know. I she had to have been in some storylines because if she wasn't in some storylines since I stopped reading, then that's a deep pull. To put a very well-known, even though we don't know her name, if you know her name, it's because you liked Ozark even more than we did. So you're saying the character name, and that's good enough because they know what we're talking about. She's known. She's a known quantity. If she's not the only Silver Surfer, then I don't think that you get that big an actress to pull it off. That's fairly disappointing. It's not so disappointing that it's going to ruin the movie for me.
Right.
People were mad about Guardians 3 and you ruined Adam Warlock. My Silver Surfer experience is only slightly more than my Adam Warlock experience in that they're both guys that showed up in mega crossover events, but they're not Spider-Man. They're not any of the Avengers. They're not Thor, Cap. Yeah. If you screw up that character, if you're going to monkey with a character, at least make it a tertiary character. But the tone of the movie gets affected. Just Silver Surfer in general being in it is kind of a moment of pause because I would like to see Dr. Doom. I'm not super excited about Galactus.
I don't think that Silver Surfer is going to be the villain of the film by any means. I think that he's probably going to be an Adam Warlock-esque character, just like in Guardians 3, where he kind of comes in and they have their disagreements, right? They have their initial issues with each other. They fight a little bit, but then they kiss and make up and team up. I do think that we will maybe not see Doom, but we will be seeing a villain, a bona fide villain in this film.
Well, I mean, Silver Surfer is the herald of Galactus.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, they already tried Galactus. I mean, they've already tried Doom. They screwed that up really bad.
Yeah, but the Galactus they gave us wasn't really Galactus, though.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a concept that's going to translate to film. Different characters play different in different media. I don't know how well Galactus can be done in film. I don't know.
I think that in a world that we live in now with special effects that we've seen in Avatar, special effects that we've seen in Lord of the Rings even from 15 years ago, I think that it can be done. Even some of the recent Marvel stuff. But it's just according to if they do it the right way. I'm trying not to let this bother me too much, and it really doesn't. It just doesn't surprise me because, once again, you're dealing with Disney Marvel, who is always trying to force feed us as an audience as much diversity inclusion as possible. Diversity inclusion is a good thing, but when you do it the way that Marvel has done it over the years, in the recent years, I think that the fans are smart enough to where they see this and they realize this. It's not for the right reasons, I would say.
This is just classic MCU at this point for Phase 4, Phase 5. They get to that point where the number of boxes that they check for a character is more important than doing the original character justice. They know this is not the Silver Surfer that everybody was familiar with. Don't get me wrong. Have they done this with other characters in the MCU? Yes. Okay. I mean, you know, a lot more people are familiar with Hank Pym in the Avengers than they are with Scott Lang.
Taskmaster.
Taskmaster, obviously, they completely changed the character. They completely changed the character. That
was more of a bad move.
That wasn't even a source thing. That was just, we're changing it. This is going to be one of those things where, yes, there's source for it, so you can't really, and they know that. They know you can't point and say, well, it's not in the source. Well, they know that. Oh, look here, it's buried in issues 627. I mean, you know, they know. I'm with Dan in that to get an actress that is very well known and has very high accolades to kind of be the one carrying the torch for Silver Surfer is a little odd for a few reasons. First of all, I think it does show that you're probably not planning on bringing another Silver Surfer in. But the other thing is that the Silver Surfer character itself, to me, always seemed very sterile, always seemed not very emotive. I think that that's kind of interesting that that's who you would bring an actress in for. It never really was, you know, you could have literally picked anybody. You know what I mean? I think that's what's kind of odd about it. At the same time, Silver Surfer was in one of the Silver Surfer that we all are familiar with is in one of the worst comic book movies of all time. And so it's hard for us to point back and say, I think this could be something where they're just trying to distance themselves from that. We don't want anything to do with that abortion of a movie that
possibly we did back there.
And that could be a part of why they're doing that. They know that the people who maybe aren't comic book fans are just saying to themselves, hey, I saw that movie once. I saw that character once. I didn't care for it. Maybe this is just a different way to introduce something in. I don't know, but I have a lot of pause. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, and Marvel Disney has given us a lot of reason to have a lot of pause as of late. I think that all their fans are very skeptical at this point. I don't think that this is something that's going to ruin the movie. I mean, it's...
Taken in a vacuum, it's not the kind of news that would really give you much pause. You wouldn't really think of it. You're taking it in a vacuum all by itself. It's the Fantastic Four's movie. It's not the Silver Surfer movie. There's not a lot of people that are going to be like, Silver Surfer is my favorite character of all time. Mm. See, not a lot. There's some.
Yeah.
Most of them are lying. It's not a vacuum when you combine it with Marvel's recent track record.
Yeah.
It really sends you down a slope of you're so used to being disappointed. You're so used to being force-fed message in what is supposed to be purely escapist entertainment.
Right.
Like, where can I find my escapism, please?
Mm-hmm.
The bad guy can be beaten up by the good guy.
Yeah, can I watch a movie without being preached at?
Yeah, yeah.
That would be nice.
A little bit of shades and complexity in your bad guy, good guy. But at the end of the day, the good guy beats up the bad guy. And in the real world, I can apply this metaphor or allegory how I see fit without you having to telescope it for me and say, no, just so you know, this is who bad guys are.
The bad guy is you.
Yes. Yeah. Just so they don't rub that in my face and say, the bad guy is you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why it's like, oh, you get this. And in a vacuum, you wouldn't have, but with all of what they have been done piled on top, you hear this and you're like, Oh, so we're doing that again. It colors your anticipation for the whole project, where you're just like, oh, okay, it's going to be like that, isn't it?